escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
6-7 the fan. Pat Leonard joined us yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Or was that 2 days ago? Yesterday we had a short show. So it was Tuesday. Tuesday, Pat Leonard from the New York Daily News came on the program and said, I'd watch for Dexter Lawrence. That's somebody they want to really take care of. Ian Rappaport just tweeted out, the Giants have rewarded star defensive tackle Dexter Lawrence, adding $3 million in incentives to his current deal for 2025. Lawrence is set to make $17 million this season, plus the newly negotiated incentives. After another stellar season, the Giants do right by their Pro Bowler.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right, right?
Yeah.
I think, I don't know, watching that is pretty impressive. Lawrence is a stud, gets it done at a really high level. You got to pay him, man. You got to pay him. Also, just because, like, Nats fans love coming at me, let me point something out real quick before we get to Frankie Luvu. The Nats just signed their fifth rounder, Coy James, way ahead of slot, highest bonus ever for a fourth rounder. So, B, when we talked about when they took Willits instead of Holiday or the big pitcher, they were saying, well, they wanted to be able to spread it around a little bit more. Looks like they're actually doing that.
Okay.
That's great. That does not change my contention that the organization is cheap. If you read this article that Tom Boswell wrote earlier in the week, I believe, about the Learners need to sell the team, they don't invest in scouting. They don't invest in R&D. They don't invest in analytics.
They don't like the pay managers.
Yeah, they have.
It's kind of hard to win like that, dog.
Among the lowest payrolls in baseball. So, like, if you want to celebrate that they went over slot for the fourth rounder, you are correct, and that's great. But, like, they're cheap as hell. I don't know what to tell you. I just think that's pretty damn obvious. But congrats to Coy James. I hope he hits 30 home runs. B, Frankie Luvu has really changed a lot for the Commanders organization. He's just such a great dude, and then he's balled out last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Frankie's just a guy that fans really enjoy, too. Did you notice that it's Frankie's picture on the banner when
in.
He walked
yeah.
down?
Yeah.
I think Frankie kind of mentioned that meant
guys like that. Who has that natural energy, even without them expecting it, it happens because people know. When you see people talking about Frankie, they're enthusiastic as hell. That's how he plays.
Right.
So,
Yesterday I got to sit down and talk to Frankie Luvu. Here we go. Always appreciate getting to talk to Frankie Luvu. Pretty big honor in the last week or so here, mm-hmm. NFL Top 100. Considering your journey to where you are now, what did that mean for you? That's voted on by the players, dude.
Yeah.
That's not media.
No. Man, to have respect from the players and, you know, love for the game and to see that, man, man, it's just a testimony of how hard work and grit and just, you know, your routine and everything that you put, I put into this game, just coming to fruition. To name, you know, to on the island, man, I used to watch that, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes we don't watch it because you don't have cable. Sometimes I go to the neighbor's house, they catch on at the top 100 players, and to be even recognized to be one of them, you know, I'm just, it's an honor, man. And it don't stop, man. It's to me, it's, I'm speechless. You know what I mean? Because I did a post just a few hours ago yesterday saying, man, if you would have asked me 10 years ago if I would be in the position I am today, I would tell you no. But man, God has been so good. He blessed me and my family, and just having that faith in Him, and you know, kind of Him leading the way of my faith and spirituality with Him. Man, I'm just blessed to be in the position I am today.
It's also the hard work you put in.
Correct.
And you obviously do it. How did you find out about the NFL Top 100? Who
called? Bro, PR Jared. He hit me up like that morning. To be honest, I didn't even know I was going to be on there. I was
like, because Bobby made it, which
yeah,
Bobby
I'm
always
like
made
Bobby
it.
Always made it. You right. know what I mean? The GOAT.
Right.
So when Jerry hit me up that morning, he's like, "Congrats!" And I pulled up on messages, and it was like, you know, 70th. I'm like, man, I just, you know, I told my girl, bro, my wife. I'm like, man, it's crazy. You know what I mean? I just took that moment in, and just, man, it's like full circle. You know, just embracing. Where I was at in the beginning and where I'm at now and further on down where I see myself from 10 years from now. But to have that, you know, milestone for me, man, it's a huge accomplishment for me. But, you know, I ain't never settled for that. You know, the job ain't done. The job ain't finished. And, you know, hopefully I can go for number 10 or number one this year.
You talked about being a kid on the island trying to watch that. Sometimes you did, sometimes you didn't. What do you think you are doing for kids looking up now?
Man, just
not that you're alone, but
right.
you've accomplished something significant.
Just mainly back home on the islands. I say, you know, I'm that voice for them, and I'm that resource for them. And, you know, we got talent back on the island, not only back on the island, but here in the mainland. You know, I got kids that's next year looking up, and, you know, that's all I'm about, man. I'm blessed to be a blessing to others. You know, and that's my testament, that's my calling. And, you know, we have talent back home. It's just the amount of resources that we need back home and whatnot, so forth. But, you know, that the image I try to put out and the work that I try to put in, man, there's no shortcuts. Everything you got to go through, the stormy weather, the rainy days, you know, and then when the bright lights are on, you know, you're prepared and your preparation comes to work. And that's my movement, and that's the way I walk.
Speaking of talent, what do you think of the squad?
Man.
Some new faces, some big guys.
Big guys, new faces, good energy. And just, man, there's a lot of talent. Right now, man, we're just putting piece by piece together. We're building our foundation. You know, what we had last year was last year. This year, we're focused on one step at a time, one day at a time, one meeting at a time, man. Just make the most out of whatever we're in. If it's meetings, if it's walkthroughs, if it's practice, like get the most out of it that day. You know, just don't go walk, just don't go about a day like, you know, it's one of them days, or kind of wake up with your piss hot and, you know, kind of got your mind right. Like you already, first thing I'm fixing my bed, man. Like that's a win for me. You know what I mean? I come pee in a hydration little test thing and it's green. Like that's the second win for me. You know, so DQ right. talks about that a lot. Like just count your wins, you know, individually. And when you come as a team together, not everybody, you know, when they like greens, to using that analogy, it's like, man, we all go, you know,
right.
It's time to go. So man, we got, man, I'm excited. I'm excited with the talent we got, man, but we just gotta put in the work right now.
What about, I mean, this just happened 3 days ago. Mm-hmm. What about adding Von Miller?
Man, adding him to the game, and just working with him at one-on-ones with Kerrigan. Man, he's very technique with and fundamental and sound with his preparation, how he practices. And man, to me as a player, man, I'm just a sponge. You know, that's how I was with Bobby last year. I'm a sponge, you know, picking up with him. With Zach, now with Vaughn, it's like, man, you got so much of this experience with the group and so much knowledge for the game. Why not go out and search for that extra, you know, step or extra, you know, thing to get better at. But man, I'm just blessed to have him on my team and our team.
Sure.
And, you know, get this thing going.
Who's bigger, Wise or Kinlaw? Those are some big fellas.
Man, it's big in a different way. Wise is more taller.
Right. You can interpret it however you want.
Yeah. Wise is bigger as far as, like, he's tall, like, you know, wide base. And then Kinlaw, bro, he just top, bottom, like, he's
these are big fellas,
big boy,
man.
Bro. And
how will that impact you guys as the linebackers? With just clearly they made a point to get larger on the D-line.
Yeah, I think it will help us a lot. You know, with Kinlaw in there, Wise on the edge, setting the edge. You got Payne in there. Man, me and Bobby is
Johnny healthy.
And Johnny healthy. You know, we got a lot of Carl. We got a lot of guys that, you know, not only the ones, you got the twos coming in. And it's a good rotation. Get your breather, get in. But me and Bobby is just, it's just a tackling field now. Like, it opens up, go get it.
Sure.
And I love the addition that we had to the squad. And, you know, looking forward for camp and how that goes.
So much momentum with everything going on. There is the Terry situation. Have you talked to him at all? Understanding you've been in the league a while. This is a business too.
Yeah, me and Terry talk, you know what I mean? But that's, you know, whatever he stands with, I'm with. That's my brother, that's my teammate. And man, I'm just, you know, hopefully we can get something done. And you know, I love my boy T, man. I got you, bro.
I love that. What's it like to see Five in year two? He's not a rookie anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
You know, Five, he got a different little swag he coming in with this year. You know, he was in the weight room. You know what I mean? He got the sleeves up. He always had the sleeves up. But now it's like, you know, you just know the work he's been put in. And to see him out of practice, he hasn't changed one bit since we signed him. His rookie year last year. He came with the same energy, smiling, laughing around, talking, you know, back and forth with Bobby. You know, calling out plays. It just, that's how he is. And as long as, you know, Jaden just staying being himself, man, he's going to, you know, even elevate what he did from last year. And, you know, guy on defense, man, I'm seeing that and competing against every day. That's the best look I can get. I'm going to give him the best look that he's going to get as a defense. And that's just what makes us, you know, iron sharpen iron. And I'm just excited for Five, man. He's going to be the truth, for real.
Yeah.
He's the truth.
It's remarkable that young man, since the day I met him, has been the exact same dude. And think about where his profile is now. Think about where it was coming into the league.
Correct.
Heisman winner, LSU, and now offensive rookie. I mean, and he's just the same.
Same.
It's remarkable.
Yep.
Last thing. Do you realize how much, like, fans have embraced you here? Like, you are a true fan favorite. Like, what does that mean for you? What's it like when you go to the grocery store or, like, out to dinner? The Caps game?
Oh, man.
How proud of your performance at the Caps game were you?
Man, that was the
best beer chug of everybody.
Man, man, it was probably one of the best. It was my second hockey game, but it was the best hockey game I've been at. And the environment and just D.C., man. This is the type of environment that when you start winning and you care about the game and then the fans pouring into as well, it's like, why not? You know what I mean? Show love for them. But the amount of love that I got and for me and my family, man, this is tremendous. And I appreciate each and every one of them, man, just showing up on the days when we don't win games, the days we win, the good and the bad, the ugly, and they still show up. But for me to get the love of, you know, the fans, when I'm going to the grocery store, picking up some, you know, they recognize. They let me do my thing, holler, you know what I mean? I get a picture, I don't.
Well, dude, I don't know that everybody knows this because I don't know that this was televised, but that Caps game, you're down on the glass, and I think, was it between the second and third period?
It was,
There was a line of fans that almost from the glass all the way up to the hallway.
Correct.
And you took pictures with everybody, whatever sign or whatever they were asking for. That takes a lot of you, too.
Yeah. Nah, man, it was, you know, I don't got much going on. Me, man, I remember when I was, you know, just starting off. You know, I was still that humble kid, man, and it was nothing for me. I was having fun. To me, it's like, man, these are all the fans that, you know, when I'm in a helmet, these are the same fans that come out and show love. So when I'm out in public just without my helmet, it's, you know, it was like a 10 or 15 minute break, little halftime.
Yeah.
And I just, I looked back and my wife was like, hey, you got to hold on. I said, I took one little chug with him. I'm like, come on, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Why not? You know, there's a lot of kids, man, just see them smiling and excited, man. That's the reason why I do what I do, man. That's the reason a lot of the guys do what they do. It's just for the next generation, the kids looking up, man, just finding a purpose and a why. Or if they don't have a purpose, you know what I mean? Just a light for them to see, like, okay, you know. And something for them to remember. Because, man, I remember when I was that, I was like, man, I was when Troy came by and Ray Molung and all them boys came on the island, it's like, man, I remember walking up to them, like, signing. You know what I mean? They had the time. So for me, it's like, man, when I have the time, I'm going to do it. So, yeah.
I love it. Thank you, man.
Appreciate your time, man. Thank you.
Frankie, good stuff right Luvu, there. Good stuff, right? He's easy to root for, man.
Totally. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, from a football perspective, how do you think the impact of these bigger guys on the D-line and then a guy like Von Miller will impact Luvu?
Well, they're space eaters. And we know Luvu could do multiple things. So to be able to get that happening with him, he's going to have more space to go into. He's more athletic than the guys that's going to be blocking against him, so he's giving more of a one-on-one instead of having guys waiting on him. You know, if those big guys – normally the big guys are taught, when guys try to double you, what do you do? Grab them. Don't let them get away, and now Luvu and Bobby are running. It should be very impactful for them in a positive manner.
I think so too, man. I think it's a big opportunity. And I just
– I like Luvu, man. He's cool as hell, dog.
Totally, man. And I think, you know, a lot of the conversation surrounding –
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A lot of the conversation surrounding Luvu and frankly Terry is that, like, oh, you know, what is this front office doing? Like, they identified Luvu last year. He had shown real flashes at Carolina, but he hadn't shown what he showed here. They saw it. Like, for everybody that screamed about Kinlaw, right? What if they see the same thing in Kinlaw that they saw in Luvu?
And what if they can get it out of him? I say that's the main thing. Can they get it out of him? This coaching staff has a familiarity with him, with Kinlaw. And the fact that they brought him back says that they know that there's more tapped in there. If they can go and get it out of him, nothing but great things could happen, though.
We'll see. I mean, watch a Kinlaw in person, man. That dude is a serious business, man.
Yeah, big boy.
Yeah, and just the length and the arms and the legs, it's going to be fascinating because, you know, right now it's easy to blue sky everything. Like, if Lattimore's really good, then how good could Trey Amos be? All those things. I made a point to try to watch Lattimore run today. And I didn't see him run all that much. It was a lot of, like, short footwork kind of stuff during the DB drills. He was out there in 11s. Some of the stuff that did stand out to me. So Laramie Tunsil got a veteran day off, so it was Andrew Wiley at left tackle, which I support that because at this point that you're focused on making Brandon Coleman a guard.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to – because – let's be real. Tunsil's going to get a lot of veteran days off. I don't want to slow down Coleman's development at guard, or not even development, just like his understanding of the position, right? So Wiley is probably going to be a versatile piece for you. So, and he's a veteran that's done it all. So put Wiley at left tackle when Tunsil's down. I also noticed that I think Allegretti was getting a little bit of work at center. Allegretti's another versatile piece that maybe kind of on the wrong side of a starting spot, at least to start. But because he's so versatile, you want him to get all the work.
Yeah. We saw him play last year. And the thing for me is, I know everyone was blaming the running backs last year when things went down, but we all know the offensive line got banged up. They have depth now. They're much better at depth than they were last year. And when you can have your second guy, or even second line playing, you can still be effective, it does wonders for you.
Yeah. And if you think about it, Wiley and Allegretti, if they end up just being really valuable, versatile backup pieces for you because your overall line got that much better, all those dudes are going to play.
Yeah.
It's the offensive line.
Oh, yeah.
Over under 8.5 different players start on the offensive line. You probably go over.
I'll probably go over.
Trent Scott's even another guy.
You may have some plays where they just have more people on the field. There's a such thing as called unbalanced line. And if you have the athleticism, you can use some of your big boys in spaces that'll help you. I wouldn't be surprised. Hell, let's say you bring Wiley back in. Connolly is now your tight end in a certain play. Does that hurt your blocking?
Right.
So, see, I'm always looking for possibilities. If I got offensive linemen, I got a lot of them, I can always use an unbalanced line. I can have, we call it big package, bring in some of the bigger boys instead of a tight end. I got an old lineman who's athletic.
Hell yeah.
And Connolly fits that bill, right?
For sure. Our friend Peter Rosenberg, we believe celebrating his birthday, will join us next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.